When I first came to South Kilburn, I was 17. I lived at Uncle T's on the D block side in Blake Court, a five-story block next to Dickens House, and there were always nitties waiting at the entrance to Blake Court, damp and sticky-skinned with rotten black mouths and yellow eyes and cloves smelling sour, catting to get some bee and work. And a lot of the South Kilburn mandem would jam on the open landing of one block called Wordsworth House, next to Dickens House, which looked out across the stretch of park. And no one really walked past that bit, even though there's a path cutting through the park that goes right past Wordsworth to save you time when crossing from one side of the estate to the other. But most of the time, there were mandem on the balconies, all hooded up, on the lookout for nitties and feds and enemies, and you wouldn't want their focus to turn on you. It's mad, because only when I started doing my English degree did I realise that all the concrete towers on the D block side of South Kilburn are named after great English authors. Blake Court after William Blake, Austin House after Jane Austen, Bronte House after the Bronte sisters, Dickens House after Charles Dickens, and Wordsworth House after William Wordsworth, the block where all the mandem jam, and the actual building they call D block. Whenever you enter one of the blocks, you're already under surveillance. Like, apart from all the cameras on poles that watch anyone who walks up and down the roads near the estate, and the big camera in the middle of precinct, and in the children's playground in the centre of the estate. Apart from all that, say when you're going into Blake Court, there's a camera just above the entrance. Then once you're through the door, there's another camera watching from a corner, stuck up in the grimy ceiling, and a yellow plastic sign on the wall says, "These premises are under CCTV surveillance," and under it, Brent Housing Partnership helping to prevent crime and promoting public safety. When you get into the lift, there's a camera in there as well, and a mirror, scratched up all over with names so that when you look in it, your reflection gets cut to pieces. There was this brer called Bishop who had a house party one summer night in his flat in Dickens House. Bishop wasn't on stuff, wasn't involved in any of the wickedness. He was just some next brer from South Kilburn, but his cousin and couple next man robbed some top brers from South Kilburn for their jewels and ghosted. No one could find them in northwest London, but the problem was that these men they'd robbed were Bugs Bunny's people. So at about 2 a.m, in the middle of Bishop's house party, Bugs Bunny runs into the flat, masked up, blacked out, with a Glock 9 and shoots Bishop in the chest. Bishop tries to get away, high on adrenaline, runs out onto his balcony and jumps off. But the flat is on the second floor of Dickens House, so he breaks his legs when he lands. Someone turns the music off in the party and they can hear Bishop crying for help. People come running out the block. Everything is screams and voices and the loud silence of shock shivering through the warm night air. Then Bunny comes out the block, walks over to where Bishop is lying and shoots him 3 times in the head before disappearing into the night. Bishop dies in the shadow of the block, holding onto his broken legs, not knowing anything about Charles Dickens. No moon or stars looking down on him because light pollution from the city at night burns the underbelly of the sky into an oily haze. No one ever got arrested for it. No witnesses. And now, if you try and find anything out about it, it's like Bishop himself never existed. If you Google his name, you won't find shit. When feds release their lists of unsolved murders in the capital, Bishop's name is never on there. It's almost like it never happened. But it was one of the first things I heard about when I moved here. I heard Uncle T say, "You mean that block there where the boy did get shot and jumped off the balcony?" He was just making sure that whoever he was talking to meant Dickens House. It's the standard reference point to that building for people like Uncle T who've lived here for most of their lives. And mandem and SK know what happened. Plenty of people who live here remember. I mean, most of the residents only had to go to their windows after getting woken up by the gunshots and they'd have seen Bishop, watched the drama of ambulances and fed cars arriving. The quicker ones might even have watched his last moments before Bunny ran off and got swallowed up by the night. It's kind of fucked up, but then again to the mandem round here it's really not. It's actually totally accepted. If anything, it sets a standard for the young G's to live up to, and you can see it in how the violence becomes the inspiration for everyone's lyrics when they spit rap and grime bars about bussing guns and murking men. Because round here, for certain men, it's all about securing a reputation. You absolutely can't show weakness. You can't be seen as a pussy who lets shit slide. If you're nothing without your reputation, then violent revenge can be like salvation and deliverance. Even though Bunny didn't actually duppy any of the brez who robbed his people, he knew that Bishop's cousin, and them man who Bunny was really after, would get the message and probably never show their faces round Northwest again. If you can't hit the enemy directly, you hit a relative or a friend, because the thing is you're making a point. You're not doing something that is necessarily final and decisive, something that ends a cycle of violence or a feud. You're sending a message that you're ruthless and nothing is safe, and don't even start to fool yourself that there are any rules to this shit. When you leave the ends, say you're going to central London or anywhere else that's more normal, you find that no one's heard about those unsolved murders, grainy photos in shops that sit in the shadow of blocks. You take a bus ride or a trip on the tube and suddenly you're out of one reality and into another, but you still carry all this knowledge with you. And the mad thing is how these murder posters are located in the one place where people won't cooperate with the feds. Here it's all fuck the law, get paper by any means, rob, shoot, trap, spend the profit on some diamond grills for your teeth or an iced out Rolex or whatever, fuck yell them, bun crow till you zone out, ignore the nitties lurking on the concrete staircases looking half mummified, live life at 100 miles an hour and just don't stop to think, because you never know which day could be your last.